This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of people... will say, hey, Alex, aren't you happy? Things are going exactly as you said they would. Doesn't that prove you're right? No, it's like telling your friend, you better stop drinking. I had a friend this happened to. An entire handle of vodka every day, or it's going to kill you. And he had liver failure and a bunch of other stuff and died. And I currently know someone else this is happening to. He was drinking a bottle of scotch every day. And then when they collapse and die, I don't go, wow, I was right. This is great. I'm angry. Because out of this new crisis, they're going to get even more power, more bailouts. The very criminals that have orchestrated all this will only get more power. And again, my brain has been burning trying to analyze this. Obviously, right as the Chinese stock market went into a nosedive, now 40% drop in their main index. That's from Time, just breaking. The Shenzhen Composite Index dropped 40%. Right as that began, the New York Stock Exchange had its internal glitch. And then just magically, that's when all this happened. That's because they simply went in, turned the stock market off so there couldn't be a plunge here, to then basically manipulate the stocks and try to go into the Chinese stocks and bail them out. And they still haven't turned the NASDAQ completely back on because they know it will start sending our stock market down. But see, in the past when they closed trading, they would admit that they did it, like on 9/11, to stop a total collapse. Now they just lie and say it's a computer glitch. The policy is a wall of lies. I mean, we know they turned it off and closed the market to stop a crash or to control it. And they just lie to us and go, no. And I guarantee you there'll be articles. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones thinks maybe they turned it off to stop a crash. What a kook. It was just a weird glitch that would be one of the biggest stories of the year normally and cause huge investigations. But it'll just be papered over. No big deal. Don't have critical thinking. And I'm not up here on some high horse going, gee, I'm so smart. This is obvious. A lobotomized rat would know this information. Kit Daniels has a report on it. Chinese stocks collapsed right before NASDAQ shut down. NASDAQ's still open. New York Stock Exchange shut down. Before New York Stock Exchange shut down, Hang Seng Index plunged its most since 2008 financial crisis. But they say there's no connection to that. And there's no connection to birds flying in the sky, no connection to large aircraft flying at airports, no connection to beer and football, no connection to Bill Clinton and lying, no connection to Hillary being a terrorist and funding Al-Qaeda. No, the truth is it's completely naked and only a moron. I mean, we do an article or report just saying, does anybody believe that this is actually a glitch? It's obvious they turned the stock market off and suspended trading, which is what you do during a plunge. But instead of being honest about it, they'll tell all the sheeple that they just had a glitch, which destroys even more confidence. Because here's the deal. They're jumping the shark on this one. Even the dumbest dumbbell knows they turned the stock market off to slow down the collapse. They want to have a controlled collapse, grandstand, get more global currency wars going, consolidate power before they do this. But this is certainly setting the stage going into the winter, as I told everybody, for the big one. In 20 years of broadcast, I've never gotten up here like I've done the last 6 months and said, I feel a disturbance in the force. The last time I felt it, was in 1929. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've been on air an hour and 8 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have seen a 40% drop across the board in the major index in the Chinese stock market. The Chinese economy really is the biggest economy in the world. They are the second largest owner of our debt behind the private European-owned hedge fund-run Federal Reserve. Right as the Chinese stock market went into nosedive this morning, the New York Stock Exchange had a, quote, glitch, not cyber-related, cyber-crime-related, we're told, by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and it was shut down. We also had United Airlines flights grounded all morning with a total computer shutdown. Now, a couple things can be happening here. The Chinese stock market has been overvalued, up 100% in the last year. The government openly pumps money into it. It's as phony as ours. So it's time for it to go down. The global economy is in deep trouble. The globalists, the big insiders, ride these things up and down. The Greece situation, the EU in trouble, all of this. It could be a coincidence, but my gut tells me that this is a cyber war between the U.S. and China. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's too many coincidences and too many other weird Because I was looking earlier, other computer systems and other companies are having total computer failures as well. And China's having computer failures. So China has its stock market plunging, even though they're trying to prop it up. I mean, a huge whopping 40%. The New York Stock Exchange shuts down right as this begins. Was that them shutting it down to protect the market and lying to the public? I mean, used to, they've had market holidays before, 9/11 and other events. They could have just been honest about it and said, we're shutting it down to stop the contagion. But as an instinct now, they lie when the truth would serve them better. So did they? I'm going to ask Greg Palast right now. He doesn't like to speculate, but I'm going to ask him. Is it a cyber war? Is it a false flag to get cyber homeland security takeover passed? Is it shutting down the stock market so that it doesn't get driven down, which is a normal procedure, and they're just lying to us? Or is it really just a glitch and all this is happening? Greg Palast, best-selling author, BBC and ABC News host, investigative journalist, had an arrest warrant issued by Homeland Security 8 years ago because he was showing toxic waste dumping in Louisiana. It was under the Patriot Act, showing that is a Infrastructure Protection Act violation. Traveled to Greece many times during the last collapse. We got him set up today to talk about Greece, the EU, what's happening on that front. But now, clearly, we're not being told the truth about the biggest shakeup in the markets we've seen since 2008. Greg Palast, you were formerly one of the top federal crime investigators during the savings and loan and other events. So you're an expert on this. You live in New York City. What does your gut tell you is really going on right now, Greg Palast of GregPalast.com?
Well, as you know, you said it right. I don't speculate and I don't guess. So all I can do, but now I'm going to have to just, all I can do is tell you what I believe and what I think is probably going on. But again, I would really have to investigate it. It has all the earmarks of a quick shutdown to stop an instant collapse. Keep in mind that a tremendous amount, probably the majority of trades on the New York Stock Exchange are done automatically by computers. So if they sniff a beginning of a fall in stocks, broad fall, the computers themselves start massively going to sell. Then you have
programmed to shut down, from what I've been told now.
Yes, they have. So what happens is that when there's a certain imbalance between buy orders and sell orders, if, for example, there's a massive number of sell orders against Western companies with big China holdings, which we're seeing right now, and also at the same time the Greek banks have been closed and they're shaky in the European community. You can imagine that the robot traders, that the machines are, of course, all they're sensing is down, 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 sell, sell, sell. So I think that the stock exchange said, pour some water on your computers, tell them to go relax and have a nap and come back later when things have settled. I think it's pretty clear what's happened. And you announce, of course, that you're shutting down to stop a panic. You're now going to create a panic. So you don't say we're stopping.
Well, I agree with you, Greg. That's probably what happened. I give it about a 98% chance. But but correct me if wrong. They've had stock market holidays before and admitted it. And in a way, that restores confidence because they're being honest. I mean, everybody knows this is a shutdown on purpose. So lying about it, I think, only hurts confidence more. Here's my question. In the past, they were more honest about this, weren't they? Why are they lying about it now?
Well, let's assume that they are lying about that. Is they're not giving us the full story. I think it's about telling these automated the companies that are robot selling that the robo systems have to take a breather for a minute before they create an unstoppable momentum. I mean, look, as the FBI once told me when I was investigating the business with Al Qaeda. There are some things that the public ought not to know. That's a quote from the official quote from the FBI when I was investigating for BBC. So obviously they decide that this is one more case of something the public, quote, ought not to know. So you should be grateful that they, you know, stopped your 401k from going lower than your shoelaces, Alec.
Sure, but it shows how rigged the markets are. The Chinese don't even deny that their market's completely fabricated, but it seems like this balancing act, this house of cards, is going into an end game. A strong wind is coming. A storm is coming. What is your prognosis on the global economy and the real players involved in it?
Well, I think the 1% is doing okay. They're going to protect themselves. And as you know, I've just been writing about Greece. In fact, I was writing, doing something that very few people have done. I'm working with Greek journalists and experts from Athens, so that the article that's at gregpalace.com is actually written, you know, not only by myself, where I've been working with Greeks for a long time, but with my colleagues on the ground in Athens. The 1% are going to take care of themselves. You see this tremendous attack on Greece. Well, what's going on here with the euro when they're calling for massive so-called privatizations? Well, it's the elite taking all the properties private, the public beaches, the parks, the waterworks, the shipping.
Yeah, let's be clear. It's not like they go out and buy some private land and then compete next to a city beach. They get it for pennies on the dollar on derivatives they sold the country. Explain how this scam works.
Yeah, basically you have the arsonists, the guys who started the fire, buy up the stuff at the fire sale. Now, this started, okay, in my book, Vulture's Picnic, I went through the a long investigation on this. What happened was back in about 2004, 5, 6, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, for both Spain and Greece and a couple of other nations, were playing games where they were hiding the deficits of these nations by phony currency trades involving billions and tens of billions of dollars. It was just absolutely stunning. And so the entire nation of Greece was claiming it had only a 3% deficit when it had about a 6 or 7% deficit. The people that bought their bonds on good faith, when this whole scam blew open, when a new government came in and said, oops, gee, these books are just completely dishonest, as if they didn't know. Well, Goldman Sachs ended up taking a $500 million fee for running this scam. I mean, understand, when I was an investigator with the federal government, we used to put people in jail for this stuff. But I guess if it was a $500,000, you'd go to the prison. But, you know, if you get a $500 million fee, you just get a bonus. So the scam blew open. That forced Greece to now, because no one trusted them, to have to pay you serious fees, 14, 15, 16% to pay off their debts. And it's just like anyone else. It's not that Greeks are, you know, this whole idea that Greeks are a bunch of lazy people, that they're just ouzo drinking, olive pit spitting, lazy guys who retire when they're 36 is nonsense.
It's pure bull.
Yeah, it's pure bull. And just, by the way, the information, look it up at the OECD, which is the site of the Organization of Economically Developed Nations. Greeks work more. Greeks who have jobs, there's 25% unemployment. Greeks who have jobs work 600 hours a year more than Germans, who are so Greeks work more than anyone in the.
Well, my parents, one of their favorite places to go is Greece. I've been to Europe, never to Greece yet. And they say they've been there, and they say the Greeks are like working at 10 o'clock at night. With their gardens and growing their own food and truck farms and running a restaurant while they go out and catch the fish. And, I mean, it's just not true that the Greeks are sitting around on their butts.
Yeah, and then the Germans actually work the fewest hours of any nation in the developed world.
And then they put out the meme, I'm not bashing Germans, but the government does, that the Greeks are lazy.
Yeah, this whole idea that Greeks are lazy, because it goes back to the kind of Aryan Nation business. It's basically... There's a racial element in this which you can smell a mile away.
Well, and that's actually true. Let's not forget Germany did invade Greece in 1941 with paratroopers.
Yeah, and by the way, the Germans borrowed money. They owed Greece $11 billion. They've never paid it back, by the way. And now they're saying that the Greeks owe them. The problem of the euro is that it's not a currency, it's a disease. And what's happened is that the Greeks, even the Greek current government, which it's really exciting to see a Greek stand up and say no. And by the way, we keep talking about the Greek crisis. Well, there's 25% unemployment in Greece, but there's almost that much unemployment in Spain. And yet we don't talk about the Spanish crisis. It's not a crisis. It's resistance. The Spaniards have basically given up. They've just decided, look, we can't win. We can't beat the big powers. And so the poor Spaniards are, one in four is out of work. The others are underemployed. It's a massive disaster in Spain, but we don't call it a crisis because basically they've agreed to the occupation by financial powers running the euro. Greece, the people have said no. On the other hand, they're told if they get rid of the euro, that the sky will fall. Well, it's like lepers saying, we don't want leprosy, but we don't want to leave the leper colony.
Well, wouldn't Greece just do good now with a devalued currency because they're based on tourism and to leave the euro and just default, especially when they can never pay it? Stay there, Greg Palast. I want to ask you who's behind it, some of the latest swindles going on, and what you think the next shoe to drop is. And then I want to get back into China and take a few calls from listeners. Questions for Greg Palast, 800-259-9231 for first-time callers. Stay with us.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Coming up after Greg Palast leaves us, I'm going to play a report Leanne McAdoo did, where she went out and interviewed Austinites, and most of them thought Greece deserved what was happening to them with no education about it. And to see people sitting on top of debt per capita bigger than Greece's, saying, hey, it's their debt, they should pay it, shows the triumph of disinformation. Greg Palast, what's the next big shoe to drop? Again, investigative journalist joining us. And what are the latest big mega banking scams that you're tracking?
I can't give you too many hints about the scams I'm tracking at this moment, of course. But I will say that I'm looking into some of the billionaires who are taking down the U.S. And, of course, they're behind all the candidates, both Democratic and Republican sides. You have to be not every candidate, but the leading candidates. One of the big concerns I have is that the guys who crashed Wall Street are suddenly these hedge fund managers are hedging their bets by buying up candidates in a way that we haven't seen in prior elections, like this guy Paul the Vulture Singer, who is a multi-billionaire, who basically one of the people who took down Greece. And, you know, remember when I say they took down Greece, these are guys who bankrupted the nation and then demanded all their properties. And when, you know, we talk about bailouts of Greece, I want to make this clear. The European Central Bank, in its $150 billion that it's supposedly given Greece got zero. I want to, this is very, very important for people to understand. Greece got zero. The money went to Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Credit Lyonnais, and other big banks which held Greek bonds. Basically, the European people paid off the debts of the Greek debts held by these big banks, which were charging monster fees. And now they're saying, okay, they're telling Greek people, now you have to bail out our bailout. And it's coming down to a massive per family interest charges of $10,000 to $15,000 a year. And under Greek salaries, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's a mortgage that can't be paid.
And Greg, notice the latest deal was a huge new added VAT on their only cash crop that's tourism. And the Greeks were like, wait a minute, you want to destroy us, but the documents you got back in 2002 showed that this is what these groups want, is the collapse. So what will the globalist ultimately do to Spain and Ireland and France? I mean, what are the next countries that they're going to suck dry? Because just because Spain and others have run up the white flag, that never keeps the vampires from draining you.
No, that's just the beginning. They're basically going to be taking all these assets. In the case of Greece, by the way, one of the big assets that they were trying to grab is Greece has tremendous offshore gas resources. And at the moment, obviously, the natural gas market has collapsed. But believe me, they're going to be going after those resources. We see in Ireland, actually has gold. They're going to be going after those resources. Spain has resources. So basically, they're draining these nations. They're draining these nations of their public treasury. And that's what's happening. And when you're talking about 25% unemployment, it also means 50% unemployment among young people. There's no future for them. There's no future for them. And this is what happens. Then we see like violence and global reaction. We wonder, where does that come from? You can only squeeze people.
Oh, yeah. You watch Davos and they've got Soros's guy going, it's terrible. We need to redistribute wealth. But they're talking about the middle class's money to the poor. There is going to be no middle class. Where are all these robber barons going to live when they've imploded every nation?
Well, Mark Rich was in the move to Switzerland after Bill Clinton gave the multi-billionaire bandit a pardon, and so he lived there virtually tax-free. So that's what they're doing. In the case of Kenneth Dart, one of the guys who took down Greece, by the way, Kenneth Dart was a vulture investor. Here's an American, or he was, I shouldn't call him an American because he'll probably sue me. He was born in America. His business, he's the guy who makes the solo styrofoam cups and he's made billions of dollars through stock market operations and vulture tax on poor nations. He, gave up his American citizenship. He took Belize citizenship. He's never been to Belize in his life, as I understand it, but he's now the Belize ambassador to the United States. So he lives in the United States tax-free and immune from arrest. because he's so-called not, he's supposedly not an American citizen.
And as diplomatic immunity, that's globalism 101 with Greg Palast, gregpalast.com. Promise to come back soon and break down your predictions of 2002 that have now basically come true. Amazing job. Thank you so much, Greg Palast.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Harry Dent joining us coming up, who made the prediction on the China situation, your phone calls, and the powerful speech of Nigel Farage.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It is Alex Jones, the wild man from Austin, Texas, coming to you live across the globe on over 170 AM and FM affiliates, global shortwave, the internet, satellite, and of course the audio and video streams at Infowars.com/show. I've got a bunch of special reports I want to air. One, Ja'Kari Jackson went out and talked to Austinites. They know what the First Amendment is. That's coming up in the next hour. I want to play this Leanne McAdoo report. Could the Greek collapse come here? And you've got the Austinites on average. There were some smart folks, but on average, just thinking they're totally immune and insulated from it. Not as stupid as folks in Southern California that, you know, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 don't know what Independence Day is, but 6 out of 10 here didn't, so pretty darn close. And again, I take no relishment out of this. It's very, very sad. We point this out so that hopefully we can ignite some type of national debate about it. Just like they had a national poll out yesterday that Drudge had a link to, 19% of Americans know what the First Amendment is. So you wonder how the government can be run by foreign banks. You wonder how we can sign on a secret TPP. You wonder how we can be funding radical Islamists to run around and murder everybody and then take our rights at the same time to supposedly protect us from them. It's because the public is dumber than a box of rocks. But that doesn't mean the minority of us, of all race, colors, and creeds that are aware, have to live under the governance of the idiots. That's why we're a republic. In a pure democracy, if 51% say you die, you die. If 51% say take your farm, you take your farm. You know, I think Greek culture is very diverse, very interesting, a whole bunch of different islands and tribes and groups, very smart people. But they lionize democracy as the father of this country. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. Everybody uses that word like it's sickeningly delicious. In ancient Greece, when they first, in a few of the city-states that first got democracy, look it up, they would have one bucket for white stones, one bucket for black stones. And they would say, this philosopher badmouthed the king. And we don't like that, and so we're going to vote. And only, of course, the gentried noble class was allowed to vote. Forgot that part. It was an oligarchy. A democracy of the oligarchy. A demonocracy. And they then would vote, and if there were no votes to not kill, there'd be more black stones put in the bucket. But if there were more white stones put in to kill, they would make you drink hemlock or throw you off a cliff or strangle you. They'd say, oh, we voted to kill you. And many of the famous philosophers, you know their names, were killed by vote. So you might want to find out about democracy and how deadly it is. I mean, they can get 51% of the moron public to then vote to take my guns or take your private property or conscript our children. Or make us take vaccines? No, no, no. I want to go to your calls. I had misread the sheet. I thought Palace was on for an hour. He had to go, but we do have Mr. Dent joining us who made the specific predictions about the stock market situation coming up. Jay Johnson, the head of Homeland Security, is up there giving speeches about imminent cyber attacks. And how we need to pass government takeover of the internet and a handover of that. That's happening right now on C-SPAN. And then separately, we've got the cybersecurity stocks all racing up on the NASDAQ after the stock market was closed. Cybersecurity stocks surged on the back of big New York Stock Exchange trading halt. I'm not saying this was a cyber attack. But it's very suspicious. It's either a cyber attack or they halted trading to stop a rout. It's probably halted trading to stop a rout and are just fear-mongering on the back of it, implying it could be a cyber attack. That's probably what went on here. But United Airlines got taken down today. The Wall Street Journal had an issue today. Let's put that up there. Wall Street Journal homepage is down as NASDAQ stops trading. I mean, there's a bunch of weirdness going on right now. There is a whole bunch of weirdness going on and happening and taking place right now. As Chinese stocks are now down more than 40%, we'll give you the latest here in a moment. Now, I want to get this Leanne McAdoo report. Again, this is 2 days ago in Austin, the start of the Nightly News Monday. And she went out and was trying to ask people, hey, do you think a stock collapse could come here? And as usual, they don't really, most of them answer her question. They just go off, some of them, into blaming the Greeks. When I bet bottom dollar, if you didn't label the Greek Isles on a map, on a world map, on a globe, I bet you they couldn't find it. I bet you all the money that isn't in the private Federal Reserve, all the fiat money in the world that they can't find their rear end with both hands. So let's go ahead and go to Leanne McAdoo talking to Austin Ice.
What do you think about what's going on in Greece? Do you think something like that could happen here?
Well, of course, it's happening in Puerto Rico. That's kind of here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, especially with the IMF, the way they handle things, I think it's very possible.
How would you feel if the banks were shut down here for a week and you could only take out about $60 a day?
I think most people would be panicked. I would try to plan for something like that, but I think a lot of people would panic.
I'd be pissed off.
That is a very good question. What would we all do?
How would your business survive or thrive if people weren't able to get cash out of the bank?
Well, I personally think that it's a real tragedy that you would have a country that would go bankrupt that once had money and now don't have any money. But a business like mine would just die there.
And bless our heart, we're a generous people, and we want to make sure that our citizens are happy. But there's a warning out there someplace that, you know, there is a limit on how much money you can borrow and still pay it back on time.
Right.
And as far as I know, you can't borrow money without paying interest on it.
Well, unless you're a bank. They're going to...
I love that, but back it up. This guy's in his fancy suit, and he's going, we're nice to our citizens, but there's a limit on what we can give them. The Greeks didn't get to vote to join the euro. The euro was designed to predatorily come in and take over. Greece bailed out the euro, and now that's their debt. So you don't bail out the mega banks, and then you're out of debt. You're in debt, and they're not. Then they have the financial shows badmouth you and convince people like this fellow that you're somehow a bad person. And yes, they socialize things so people are dependent on the state, so that things are communalized in a collective system so people will stick with the system even as it's designed to bring them down because they're invested in it. I mean, corporate welfare is the majority of welfare. And I love the fake conservatives that are always up there going, oh, yeah, it's all these lazy people. That's why we've got a banking crisis. We have a banking crisis because they created fake derivatives by the thousands of trillions of dollars and got the municipal, county, city, state, federal, international groups to invest in them. It's the fiat fraud is why we're in so much trouble. The socialism's bad, but that's to keep you on the hook and get you dependent. It's only part of the problem, not the big enchilada. That's why I'm against it. But it's not the scapegoat. Let's go ahead. But I love people that aren't part of the system. Always act like they're a power trip. Well, we've given them so much, and now they're just lazy, like you're part of the establishment because you're wearing a Orville Redenbacher outfit. Let's go back to him.
And bless our heart, we're a generous people, and we want to make sure that our citizens are happy. But there's a warning out there someplace that, you know, there is a limit on how much money you can borrow and still pay it back on time.
Right.
And as far as I know, you can't borrow money without paying interest on it.
Yeah. Well, unless you're a bank. They're going to start looking at ways to kind of pay the banks, keep them solvent, which will be taking 30%, a little haircut out of people's savings accounts, anyone who has about 8,000 euros in their account. Should be okay giving a little haircut to the bank?
It doesn't sound right, because that's the money that I've saved.
I don't have a savings account. I keep my money at home.
Would you be okay pushing back your retirement so that the banks could get paid, even though it was the banks that were doing the risky trading and everything?
I wouldn't have a whole lot to give, but you know, whatever they take, that, I wouldn't be very cool about.
Back it up again to the look on that guy's face, because here he is. This doesn't fit the narrative of CNN and Fox News, where she's like, but it's the mega banks that got the trillions. They're the ones that don't have to pay interest. They're the ones that can leverage it 10-to-1 fractional reserve and beyond that with derivatives. And he's like, whoo. Because, see, it was all about him feeling powerful over her and him just guessing she's a dumb liberal because she's a woman and lecturing her when the truth is, I talk to major executives and CEOs, they can't find their butts with both hands. They know their little market, their little company, their little trend. They don't have general knowledge. And I'm not up here glad that you're so ignorant. But the so-called smart people are some of the dumbest ones around. Let's go back to it.
Would you be okay pushing back your retirement so that the banks could get paid, even though it was the banks that were doing the risky trading and everything?
I wouldn't have a whole lot to give, but you know, whatever they take, that, I wouldn't be very cool about it. Yeah, exactly.
They may need to take some austerity measures. Oh. Which ones and at what level? It's way beyond me to know.
Do you think that the Greek people are just greedy because they're just addicted to all this welfare that's been coming their way? Or do you think it's the banks that are being greedy?
Well, if the Greek people are countries who are controlled, I call that aristocracy, not a democracy, that's owned by the bank. So they don't really have any options.
I don't know that much about it, but I know if you're borrowing money, you ought to pay it back.
Do you give one of our 50 states a credit card and they default on it, so the rest of the states have to suffer it?
I think we should leave them on their own. They've been spending recklessly for years, and now it's
tend to err on the side of kindness and let's help a brother out, but this is not the first time they've been in this situation either.
It wasn't actually the Greeks
borrowed the money, and who got the benefit of the borrowed money? It's the people with the pension. The government employees all benefited from that borrowed money. That's how they got paid what they got. That's how they got the pensions they got.
That's how they get you on the hook.
So they are the benefactors of the borrowed money.
A bailout might bring restrictions that they don't want. It's going to be back in the same position they were.
Nice.
But on the other hand, if it causes the entire world stage to start to fall, yeah. Is it best for them? Maybe not.
The government borrowed the money on their behalf. They were the beneficiaries. You can't borrow money and get all the advantages of that borrowed money and not pay it back.
So you're telling me that you can make me hungry, but the government is okay because they own the company. Well, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's communism.
They do not get a free lunch.
I couldn't figure out how they would allow themselves to go bankrupt because they will go broke. And usually they're too greedy to go broke, but I can go broke if somebody else is paying for it.
There will be some pain involved.
Yeah, that's that guy that's going to have some pain. Another arrogant, know-it-all, pseudo-intellectual makes me want to throw up. Let me explain this to Orville Redenbacher wearing his pre-1929 outfit, his dandy outfit. I think it's fitting that he's wearing a Depression-era get-up. Maybe 20% of the blame goes on the Greek government and the socialists being set up and wanting some goodies and want to live outside their means. The general public doesn't owe it. You don't come right into people's bank accounts and have foreign international banks threaten to cut off food being shipped in that you're going to pay for if you default on the euro plan. The euro and the United States collectively are more than two-thirds of the 2.2 quadrillion in derivatives. 2008, and these nations going into debt, here and in Europe, most of the debt, over 70%, was just in the bailouts alone, where trillions of dollars was given to prop up the banks that now sit here lecturing us. And boy, she got his attention when she said, well, should they take some of the money out of your bank account to prop this up? And he goes, there may need to be some austerity measures. And then later he's going, there's going to be some pain for Greece. And he just smiles and gets off on it. And that guy's probably got like 20 people that work for him. And I've run into these folks, the opposite of capitalism. They just get off on their petty power. And then imagine they're part of the New World Order. Because, you know, they go to a dinner once a year with 50 people and eat with a senator. Or they know George Bush or they know Hillary Clinton. I mean, I would have loved to address that guy down, but Leanne did a superlative job, absolutely fantastic job. Coming up, we've got a John Bowne report, we've got a Jakari Jackson report that are excellent. In the next segment, I want to play this clip that is epic with Nigel Farage, the Ron Paul of Europe, in the EU Parliament speaking to the Prime Minister of Greece. Saying to him, you need to leave the euro, you need to engage in leadership. Farage rocks EU Parliament. tells the Greek leader, leave the euro, reclaim your democracy. And again, using that term that's real sexy in England and Europe, democracy. This would be a pure democracy, and sometimes it acts in a good way to leave. But I just say do it under basic common sense and sovereignty. But the truth is, look at how our computers and our software are now globalist run and how they had to shut the stock market down because the computers were dumping. We're run by Skynet here. Okay, and then I know I said I was going to have calls for Palace, but I forgot he had to go. These callers, you'll be there. You get to talk to Dent or myself. I'm going to get to you. Walt and Truth and Gerald and Carl and Brandon and others, I'm going to go to you. Briefly, a lot of exciting news at InfoWarsStore.com, one of the main funding mechanisms of this media operation. High-quality products at very competitive prices. Shop with the good guys, and please help us continue our operation. We have free shipping in the month of July on top of 25% off the Molon Labe Come and Take It belt buckles. Two of those four designs have now sold out, so take advantage of that. We have 10% off all T-shirts, including the Made in America T-shirts, and free shipping. And then, of course, we have sold out of Brain Force, Liver Shield, Prostate Guard, Child Ease, Occupower. Survival Shield is selling out soon. Renal Vitality, selling out soon. Renal Vitality, selling out soon. Oxypowder, selling out soon. The B12, Silver Bullet, Oregano Oil, Organic, Winter Sun, D3, DNA Force, and Lung Cleanser, all in stock. All incredible products. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And life changer for me, the X2. I mean, just life changer.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
some of the news up on Infowars.com. CEO suggests NASDAQ shutdown was a cyber attack. Students disenfranchise Democrats going for socialist Sanders. Chinese stocks collapse right before NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange shutdown. Nigel Farage rocks EU Parliament, tells the leader of Greece, leave the euro, reclaim your democracy in front of outraged EU bureaucrats and more. In fact, speaking of Nigel Farage, the leader of the libertarian movement in Europe, here is an excerpt of that powerful speech yesterday.
Now, Mr. Farage, the FD Group.
Thank you. What we're seeing in this chamber this morning, and indeed across the whole of Europe, is an irreconcilable cultural difference between Greece and Germany, a split between the north and the south of Europe. Europe, the European project, is actually beginning to die. Nobody in this room will recognise that, but actually the peoples of Europe are saying we were never asked whether we wanted this. This has been foisted upon us. And we need to understand why EMU doesn't work. Those monsters, Kohl and Mitterrand, backed up by the clever but dangerous Delors, believed that if they put in place an economic and monetary union, then as night follows day, there would be political union, that there would be an acceptance of this project, that the north and south of Europe would converge, that we'd all start to love each other, that we'd all begin to feel a European identity, that we'd all begin to show allegiance to the flag and the anthem. Those of us, of course, that criticised this were told that we were extremists and we lacked vision. Well, one vision we didn't lack is we understood that the countries of Europe are different, and that if you try and force together different people or different economies without first seeking the consent of those people, it is unlikely to work. And the plan has failed. This isn't just Greece we're talking about today. The whole of the Mediterranean now finds itself in the wrong currency. And yet virtually nobody in the political arena has got the courage to stand up and say that. Indeed, I feel that the continent is now divided from north to south. There is a new Berlin Wall, and it's called the Euro. And the old enmities have been resumed. Just listen to the way that the German leader of the Christian Democrat group this morning attacked Mr. Tsipras. I think it was absolutely disgusting, but it shows the way North and South now feel about each other. Mr. Tsipras, your country should never have joined the Euro. I think you've acknowledged that, but the big banks, the big businesses and big politics forced you in. Goldman Sachs, the German arms manufacturers, they were all very happy. And when the bailouts began, they weren't for the Greek people. Those bailouts were to bail out French, German and Italian banks.
That's right.
They haven't helped you at all. And these years of austerity, these years of high unemployment, of increasing poverty, none of it's worked. In fact, your debt-GDP ratio has gone from 100% at the start of the crisis to 180% right now. It would be madness, sir, to continue on this course. You have been very brave. You called that referendum when one of your predecessors tried to do the same. The bully boys of Brussels had him removed. They tried their best again. Mr. Juncker said you would have to leave the euro and leave the European Union. Even Mr. Schulz, the President of the Parliament, who one would have thought might be neutral, said that if the Greeks voted no, their power supplies may even go down. There were threats and bullying, but the Greeks stood firm. But, sir, you cannot have your cake and eat it. They will give you no more, these people. They can't afford to. If they give you more, they'll have to give other Eurozone members more. So your moment has come. And frankly, if you've got the courage, you should lead the Greek people out of the Eurozone with your head held high. Get back your democracy, get back control of your country, give your people the leadership and the hope that they crave. Yes, it'll be tough for the first few months.
We'll be back. Stay with us with the key ending part.
The Genesis Committee.
He breaks down a plan which will work. Globalism destroys.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com develop a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.